Greetings once again, pilgrims. It's your Sabbath day, Sunday, September 13th, and we are in the 13th chapter of 1 Samuel. At least we'll be finishing up 13 and moving on into 14. Everything's ready to go, and the candle is burning. The fall crisp candle, the monks. Yeah, there they are. And we've got, for the beverage of choice today, we've got the chill black cherry sparkling water. Let's see how that sounds. Ah, fizzing all the way down. That's great stuff. Today, episodes 24 and 25 of our Samuel in September series. We call, as we left off yesterday in episodes 22 and 23, with the Israelites continuing to have war with Philistia, and then Saul's disobedience, where Saul decided to keep his troops from leaving so fast that he would go ahead and sacrifice the burnt offerings himself instead of waiting for Samuel. And Samuel said these famous words, "How foolish. You have disobeyed the command of the Lord your God. Had you obeyed the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever." And then he lets out the little secret. Samuel tells Saul, "But now your dynasty must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, a man after the heart of God, and that's who will be the next king. But not yet. Still have a story to read and walk through together." Episode 24 is in the 13th chapter of 1 Samuel. It extends from verses 15 to the end of the chapter, verse 23, 15 to 23 in chapter 13, and it's called Israel's Military Disadvantage. Samuel then left Gilgal and went on his way, but the rest of the troops went with Saul to meet the army. They went up from Gilgal to Gibeah in the land of Benjamin. When Saul counted the men who were still with him, he found only 600 left. Saul and Jonathan and the troops with them were staying at Geba, near Gibeah, in the land of Benjamin. The Philistines set up their camp at Michmash. Three raiding parties soon left the camp of the Philistines. One went north toward Ophrah in the land of Shual. Another went west to Beth Horon, and the third moved toward the border above the valley of Zeboim near the wilderness. There were no blacksmiths in the land of Israel in those days. The Philistines wouldn't allow them for fear they would make swords and spears for the Hebrews. So, whenever the Israelites needed to sharpen their plowshares, picks, axes, or sickles, they had to take them to a Philistine blacksmith. The schedule of charges was as follows: a quarter of an ounce of silver for sharpening a plowshare or a pick, and an eighth of an ounce for sharpening an axe, a sickle, or an ox goad. So, none of the people of Israel had a sword or spear, except for Saul and Jonathan. The pass at Michmash had meanwhile been secured by a contingent of the Philistine army. And that's the end of chapter 13 and the end of episode 24. And now we move on to episode 25. We are at chapter 14, and we're going to walk through verses 1 through 15 in chapter 14. The episode is called Jonathan's Daring Plan. Jonathan's Daring Plan. One day, Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, "Come on, let's go over to where the Philistines have their outpost." But Jonathan did not tell his father what he was doing. Meanwhile, Saul and his 600 men were camped on the outskirts of Gibeah, around the pomegranate tree at Migron. Among Saul's men was Ahijah, the priest, who was wearing the linen ephod. Ahijah was the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother. Ahitub was the son of Phinehas and the grandson of Eli, the priest of the Lord who had served at Shiloh. No one realized that Jonathan had left the Israelite camp. To reach the Philistine outpost, Jonathan had to go down between two rocky cliffs that were called Bozez and Senna. The cliff on the north was in front of Michmash, and the one on the south was in front of Geba. "Let's go across to see those pagans," Jonathan said to his armor bearer. "Perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few." "Do what you think is best," the youth replied. "I'm with you completely, whatever you decide." "All right then," Jonathan told him. "We will cross over and let them see us. If they say to us, 'Stay where you are, or we'll kill you,' then we will stop and not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come on up and fight,' then we will go up. That will be the Lord's sign that he will help us defeat them." When the Philistines saw them coming, they shouted, "Look, the Hebrews are crawling out of their holes." Then they shouted to Jonathan, "Come on up here, and we'll teach you a lesson." "Come on, climb right behind me," Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "for the Lord will help us defeat them." So they climbed up, using both hands and feet. And the Philistines fell back as Jonathan and his armor-bearer killed them right and left. They killed about 20 men in all, and their bodies were scattered over about half an acre. Suddenly, panic broke out in the Philistine army, both in the camp and in the field, including even the outposts and raiding parties. And just then, an earthquake struck, and everyone was terrified. And thus completes our session today of Samuel in September, episodes 24, Israel's Military Disadvantage, and episode 25, Jonathan's Daring Plan. Tomorrow, we will pick up right where we left off. But until then, we have a Sabbath to keep. Praise to our God. Praise to the Lord. Let's see if we can give the rest of this day completely to God. In Jesus' name. Amen.